From Matthew chapter 14, Jesus is feeding the 5,000, and the light of God is revealed. Jesus created in order to feed the 5,000 and makes things happen from what seems to be out of nothing. This is not the first time Jesus has created from nothing. God created from nothing in the beginning. This is the season of Epiphany, where the light of the world is revealed to its creation. The light of the world is Jesus, and with this story of Jesus creating and feeding, and then giving Peter the opportunity to walk on water, are all signs of God revealed in Jesus. The miracle in the story could be explained away, or it could be interpreted as a message for us to give to our neighbor. It could even be a story about Jesus calling his disciples into ministry. Jesus tells the disciples to feed the people with what they have, and they say they have nothing. Jesus tells them to bring whatever they do have to him, and he takes what the disciples have and uses it to feed everyone. In this case, it is 5,000 men, not including women and children. Jesus could be telling us to bring what we have, and he will multiply it for the glory of God, the Father. When we are asked to go and feed others, spiritually or with bread and fish, Jesus would tell us to first bring it to him and then feed the people. Do not tell God, "I have nothing," because he already knows what we have, little or nothing it may be, but what we have, God takes and multiplies it for the glory of God. This story goes deeper than just taking away our excuses to serve our neighbors. Our season of Epiphany reveals for us God has come in Jesus Christ to all God's creation in this world. The gate has been opened to the kingdom of God, and God declares, "Jesus is God." From where the authority of Jesus' power over illness, demons, and nature originated, confused even the disciples. God reveals himself in Jesus, and the disciples begin to see he is more than just a carpenter's son. When they cannot understand Jesus' request for them to feed the 5,000, Jesus just does it for them. Jesus wants them to feed the people rather than send them away. Jesus, in his grief over the loss of John the Baptist, still shows compassion for the people and stays with them, teaching and feeding them. This is the God we have in Jesus. The story is about Jesus' identity and not about hungry people or disciples. We have an epiphany God revealed in Jesus. From the Gospel of John, we hear how the Word, who was with God in the beginning, created all things and was God, and the Word becomes flesh and dwells among us. That Word is the light to the world, and the light is Jesus. The light is the Word, and the Word is God, and God comes to open the gate of Jesus Christ to all his children, so we can have life abundantly in Christ. Jesus is the open gate to God's kingdom for us and gives us light to see the power of God. Jesus is revealed, and from nothing we have life because of the grace of God. Amen. Let us pray. Generous God, you helped your son Jesus feed 5,000 hungry people who had gathered to hear of your love. Help us provide for the needs of all who hunger for your word. We pray these things in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.